we've all been invited here, to come together, to learn, to see and get a feel of God's direction and what God's speaking. And it reminded me of a verse of scripture in Matthew 22:14, where it says, "For many are called, but few are chosen," right? And so, God's call goes out to many people, but not everyone responds the right way. And so this verse is not like talking about God rejecting people. It's about the difference between hearing his invitation and fully responding to it. So, God calls people to for salvation. He calls people to purpose. He calls people to leadership. He calls people to service, to growth, and to fellowship with him. And we see that throughout the scriptures, like God called ordinary people like Moses and David and Peter, the Apostle Paul. God has called many people and opened up the door for them to live and to move with him. But hearing the call and responding properly are two different things. So there's a, few are chosen. So the chosen are like those who respond with faith, with obedience, with humility, with commitment and faithfulness. And that's a laborer. A laborer will respond with those qualities, with those attributes living in them, and with a desire. And it's not manufactured within that person. It's from the words that they've heard and the energizing of God within them through those words and their response to it. So, many want blessings without the process, and you can't just have that. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We didn't earn it, but to manifest the blessings and the things that God says we can have in the sense of leaders, laborers, and things like that, there is a process. Like, the renewing of the mind, for example, is a process. So, and there isn't no reward without the labor. And we're to labor to enter what? Into his rest. And so promotion, without preparation doesn't work. Like, I think people like Bambi can tell you, and Mary can tell you, and Sakina can tell you, and other people on here can tell you through their work, through their commitment in their work, and the level of commitment that they show and the dedication that they show opens them up to promotion, especially if they're good at what they're doing, right? And so, God wants us to stay faithful even when things become difficult. So he prepares our heart in all different situations so that we can continue to move forward. So, and God doesn't always choose the most talented people. Look at me. He doesn't choose the talented people. And those people are more responsive to what God really wants them to do. Not many noble, not many wise. Even Paul said that, and Paul was a noble man as well, really. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, but his heart was in a different place. It was in a great place that God could really do something in him. So, men look on the outward appearance, but God looks at what? He looks at the heart. And I was saying earlier on that we have to do everything that we're doing if we're going to do it with a pure heart, with the heart, like speaking in tongues. We do that with the heart, and we're not just going through some type of emotion. We get the instruction, but then we want to do it because this is what God wants us to do, and we're going to get benefit from doing that, as with the other four practices and any other practice God gives us. See, like what you've got to think, like when God chose David, David was a shepherd boy, but God saw his humility, his faith and his willing heart. And that's all God wants us to have. Humility is a must in what we're doing as we're moving forward with God. Humility to God, humility to instruction when God gives it. No, and we're talking on for those that really want to move with God, those that want to move in a leadership capacity, to see the signs, miracles and wonders happen, just like the apostles did. They connected themselves to Jesus. They were disciples. Jesus had to work with them, encourage them, build their faith. And he can only do it if they had a willing heart, if they were responding with the right heart, And there's nothing wrong with people asking questions, and which they did. And that's what laborers do. They'll ask you questions, and as they're growing and learning and developing. And so, God wants people that are teachable, dependable, hungry for truth, not tradition, right? And willing to follow what's being said. That's what God wants. people that are teachable, coachable, we can say it in those terms, right? Dependable. They're going to turn up no matter what's going on. Or even if they're not happy or they're not fully understanding something, they're still there. They're dependable. Not perfect, but dependable. They're hungry to do it right, the right way, the truth of what God is saying. And then the willingness to pursue and to follow. And so process prepare, you know, the process prepares us. It prepares us to really move. Many are called, few are chosen. And the chosen ones go for a process. And if we look at the life, we done it in the stewardship, didn't we? When we looked at the life of Joseph. No, he was called through dreams. Okay, he was tested through the hardships of the things that he went through. And he prepared through the process. God was ready in his heart. But he kept willing. He kept obedient. He kept faithful. And he was promoted through his faithfulness. And that's what God will do with us. We can't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And this is important, what I'm saying. Like, you need to grab that. You're not going to be promoted by God, even if your intentions is good, through every wind of doctrine. You know, God has given a set of instructions for you, for this time, for this day, where you're connected to move for him. He's got a job for you, only you can do, if you're willing, if you're obedient, if you're ready, if you're willing to go through the process. And like even Fan says, you know, man, this is tough. And when we're being challenged, it is tough, but it toughens you up with the tender heart, right? With the understanding of God's goodness and love. And okay, maybe God's got a great direction there. Maybe it isn't so tough after all. Maybe this guy that's teaching me isn't so religious and up his own ass, right? You know, so it's just being humble to the Father. You know, and many quit during the process of things because it gets too tough. Oh, he's getting a bit too religious now. Now he's demanding, or they perceive it to be like that. Now he's saying you got to do this and you got to do that. But the chosen continue trusting God for every season. And that's the thing that really hit my heart when I was talking to Sangit about different things. And he says, you never have to ask the laborer twice. They do it. They receive, even the ones that are brand new, they receive and go and do. You never have to double check on anything because they go and do it and come back and tell you, you know, that they're doing these practices. And then there might be other people that have practiced a different way that are in your sphere of influence will try and tell you what you're doing is wrong. But what has God given you to do? See, it's not nothing to do about how they've been trained or what they've been taught in the past. It's about what God's teaching you to do now. And it takes commitment. And it takes that focus, right? And the commitment separates the chosen. The chosen, it's not like God's respecter of persons. Because everyone's got the same opportunity. It's how we respond. So the chosen will respond with the right heart, the right attitude. This is what I'm trying to say. So many people start, but the few continue, except the faithful. And they continue faithfully. The chosen remain steady. So when the pressures come, they're still standing. When others quit, they still stand. When things get uncomfortable, they still stand. When no one is watching, they got integrity. They do the right thing. No, faithfulness is one of the great qualities that God looks for. And faithfulness means full of believing, right? Someone is full of believing of what they're being encouraged to do. And God is still calling people today. So he's calling you out of fear and into faith. You choose. How are you going to respond? Out of confusion into purpose. Because some of you might think you've got a direction, but then you're still not certain of your direction. That's not a direction. And that's not a purpose either. But God will give you a purpose. We got the purpose is that God's desire is all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, right? So that is our desire. We make God's desire our desire. We want to see all men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. That takes someone preaching the gospel, the good news concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. That takes someone living that life, the way that Jesus Christ lived. someone to preach. No signs, miracles, and wonders of healing happen first without the preaching of the gospel, the good news. It's from the words being spoken that God is energized and that faith comes and people can respond and miracles can happen. No, faith can then be transferred to someone through the words that we're speaking. People can then receive healing. People's eyes can be opened. Ears can be opened. Legs can start working again. Arms can start moving. Eyes can start seeing on the physical side of things. You know, things can be restored. Healing can occur. Even just by listening with a heart to receive, you can be healed just by listening to someone sharing, you know. So God wants to take you from fear to faith and confusion to your purpose. And out of limitation into great things. Maybe you feel limited right now. But God is not limited. See, there's no one that can stop you. No minister is ahead of you and can tell you what to do. Only instruct you what to do if you want to move forward. If they're doing that. And if they're following, if they're practicing. So we move with the people who have the same desire. So the question is not whether God is calling. The question is, how will we respond? And I think if you go and read that record of the, you know, those that were invited to the wedding, how the people responded and showed up at the wedding banquet, you know? And God is looking for people that say yes to him and that have faithful hearts and are willing. And God can put the willing heart within you. I remember there's a record where God asked people to bring all different types of precious stones and gold and rubies and all these things to the temple. I think it was in Exodus. And he put a willing heart on the people to give. In fact, the people had such a willing heart that they brought so much that they had to be told, stop bringing and stop giving. Now, what a heart that is, right? That's a willing heart to build the temple of God going back then. And to do whatever it takes. We got today to do what we should be ready to do whatever it takes. And this is what this getting together is about. You know, building that faith, building that confidence, building commitment, shoring down on things, getting a bit more focused in, a bit more disciplined, up in the game. You know, not that we're doing it out of the senses, but out of dedication to God. And we really want to see the things happen. There's got to be some certain things we got to do. We can't keep doing the same things and getting different results. You know, God is up in the game now. Are you willing? Are you ready? You are invited into the next stage of the wheels of fortune. No, I'm joking. You're invited to the next stage of moving God's words with signs, miracles, and wonders, tangible healings and deliverance, and people being raised from the dead. And you being promoted by God because of your stand and the words you preach without fear and your results. Your fruits will promote you. God will promote you through your fruit, not through your knowledge, not through your education, not through your words, not through who you know. All that is dung, right? But what's most precious is being faithful, having a willing heart, and moving forward with purpose, with God, you know, at his direction, what he's leading. And this is a great opportunity now to really build each other up and to become like-minded with the same vision, same goal, same heart, unless you've got your own agendas. If you've got your own agenda, then you won't become like-minded. But God is bringing those that are going to become like-minded. But it's up to you. The response and how you respond is up to you. God doesn't violate anyone's free will choice, but he gives the words, he gives the direction, he gives the heart, and then we just got to move in faith and do it, you know, and we'll see that heart. And the great thing is it's all free will choice from you. And so I'm praying that what God energizes, especially by my mouth, that you'll receive those words gladly, not as the words of Florence, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effective in you when you believe it. If you look at my carnal, you'll see loads of mistakes, right? You'll see loads of things to point your finger at, right? If I look at your carnal, it'd be the same. But we look at no man after the flesh. We know no man after the flesh. Even Paul says, hey, we didn't even know Christ after the flesh, you know. We don't look upon our carnal exterior or mistakes that or things that we do that are going to be there because we're carnal. We've got a carnal side to us. But now we're becoming new. Behold, all things become new. Peter changed. After the day of Pentecost, he changed, and then he excelled in strength. So did Philip. So did Steve. So did all these guys that received the Spirit of God. You know, men and women rose up, and there was a change, you know, and they moved with signs, miracles, and wonders following. So, like, you know, to me, I'm not impressed anymore with people with knowledge, you know, unless they got fruit behind their knowledge, you know, that the fruit is produced in them, the signs, miracles, and wonders, and people coming from darkness to light. That's where we got to be rejoicing. That's where we want to be impressed. Oh, you've led many to Christ. Wow, praise God, they're born again. You've plundered hell to populate heaven. And that's where we want to be, walking in the power of God. So this is my desire. I'm believing God to energize words in me to come out that way and to inspire the people that come to me to give me the words, not my own words, not my own knowledge, not my own effort or ability, because I certainly can't do it in my own effort or ability. And, you know, God wants you to be very fruitful. He wants to show you what he can do by you. You are as Christ. You believe that. As he is, so are you in this world. Do you believe that? What does that mean? What does it look like? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. See, he couldn't do it in his own strength. He had God with him. And he was anointed. We're filled with that Spirit. We have the anointed within us too. And we can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. Do you believe that? Jesus said, if you believe that, then you'll do the same works that he done and greater, because he goes to the Father. Have you done them yet? If you haven't, then desire to do it. Start beginning now. Start ministering. Someone comes to you, I've got a headache, heartache, footache, toothache. Okay, God can heal you right now. Do you want me to minister to you? Then minister to him. Doesn't matter if we see a tangible result right away or not. Once that done, that person's healed. Now the manifestation will come. Sometimes it could be immediately. Sometimes it could be a couple of hours later or the next day or the next week. I've seen that happen many times in my ministering. But that's what should be following us. Devils should be cast out. They should not stand. They just don't like you. For some reason, someone doesn't like you. They got no reason for it because it's spiritual. That's spiritual. Right, there's something that I just don't like about that person. Doesn't mean to say you're discerning spirits. Maybe you've got the spirit. So be careful how you judge. Judge not lest you be judged. And with what judgment you judge it, it'd be judged back to you. You know, pressed down, measured together, running over, shall a man give back into your bosom what you judge, the same measure you judge it with. We've got to be careful how we think and how we speak, and we can ask God for wisdom. Praise God. If any one of you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives to all man that... who liberally gives. He's not upbraiding. He's not telling you off, you know, because you've asked him to show you something. You know, and it is grace upon grace. And the grace comes from God through us as well. We can give grace to people and we can withhold it as well. You know, and sometimes when it's not grace, it's mercy, right? So let's not get those things confused. You know, God is a God of grace and love, and also a God of mercy and tender mercies. And people can use that grace for their own pleasure and purposes and then just pass it off. Well, you know, I'm free. Yeah, so am I. But you'd like to judge me, wouldn't you? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, be careful. Keep your heart clean. Keep it pure. Keep it on God and his desire. It's not your desire we're going after here, it's God's desire. And the desire is all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And the way that those people get saved is through the preaching, not the studying, not the knowledge. And it's the power. You know, that God wants our faith to stand in the power of God, not in the wisdom of men. Paul said that quite clearly. And he was a man of great intellect as well, like I said earlier on. So guys, keep it really simple. Don't get up your own ass. Just keep it simple. Move with God, move in power, and move without judgment. In other words, you know, you've got to do something for this to happen. All you got to do is believe and speak and move. And then as you move, then God moves with you and he makes the way for you. And he brings the deliverance, the answers and solutions. Stay connected. That's a biggie. Stay connected with your heart. Stay speaking in tongues with your heart. See, all I can do is give you encouragement. You know, stay confessing with your heart. Stay honoring God with your heart. Honoring God isn't just giving money. It's an act of worship as well. Remember that. Very important. When Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offerings, he was worshipping God. And he was also honoring God at the same time. You know, and only he gave offerings. And then God appeared to him in a dream after his offerings and then said, ask me what you want. And Solomon's heart was pure. You know, give me wisdom so I can come in and out amongst your people. Who can judge such great people? And this really blessed God. And God said, well, I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for, what everybody else usually asks for. I'm going to give it to you anyway. You didn't ask for it. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be prosperous. I want you to be wise. I want you to, you got the wisdom that you asked for. That blessed me tremendously. I want you to have long life and the life of your enemies. And I'm going to promote you. There's going to be none like you all the days of your life, right? No one like Solomon in his time. And God made him amazingly. And he messed up. So it just shows us we need to stay humble all times. And speaking the right words, saying the right things, speaking words of life, speaking words of encouragement. And as we continue practicing that way, the simple way is a very simple way. Look to God, look only to God. Number one, we go to God first. Light Fans Soon Fellowship, he's called it, go to God first. And that's what we do. We go to God first and then we move when God shows us to move. We go and connect where he shows us to connect. You honor God with your money where you are being fed spiritually and be faithful with it. You know, be faithful with that. It shouldn't be up and down. You know, and that is according to faith again. And don't give to get when you honor God. You expect to get, but don't give to get. There's a difference. You're giving because you know in that God is your source. And you'll want to worship him and honor him and do the right thing before him. He'll take care of your abundance and multiply everything. He does all that. That's not our part. Our part is to sow. His part is to multiply. And so we can keep our hearts clean and on that error of giving and receiving. And not think evil of others with money as well. No, but just, you know, minding our own business, doing what we need to do with our fight and being honest in the distribution of your honoring God. You know, and not holding back. And there's plenty of scriptures on that. I was going through a few scriptures with someone, showing them. I think it was Sakina yesterday, looking at some of those scriptures on giving and receiving and paying tribute and all these type of things. There's many other words that talk about honoring God other than honoring God. Pay tribute, you know, custom to whom, custom tribute to whom, tribute, and all these different type of things. And in Romans, Galatians, Corinthians, it's all over the place. There's more about money, the subject in the Word of God, about any other subject. Than any other subject, there's more about money. So money's a big deal, but it's all about the heart on it, you know. So don't think we're smart with, you know, and being crafty and stingy. Don't withhold out on God. and give him second best. You give your best for God, and that's what we should be doing. We should be giving our best for God in our finances, best for God in putting him first, best for God in speaking in tongues, best for God in praying for labor, like the best for God. Sandgate's got a good few teachings on them. I have to ask him for them. They're fantastic when he talks about the best for God. Why would we give God anything less than the best? Because he only gives us the best. So anyway, these are things that these are topics we can talk about. You know, you can share about yourself. Maybe share, like just encouragement to you, maybe share some of the things you've learned about your giving. You've learned about the speaking in tongues. You've learned about speaking by the Spirit. You've learned about praying for laborers. Share your heart on these things, you know, and because it's going to build up the other people and it's going to build up you because you're sharing and God will be able to give you more. Same thing, you're giving words of life. God is able to then multiply those words into you and impute into you and to give you great wisdom and understanding. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Ask him for it. He'll give it to you. Ask him for the knowledge of the holy. I do. And he makes me smart. He makes me wise unto salvation. I haven't worked any Greek or Hebrew to understand these things either, because it comes from the Spirit. So that's my sharing, guys. God bless you.